B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ayin. We're going to start from the new Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Tes Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, and even though till now we've been learning the halachas of Korban Pesach, the Mishnah is now deviating to a connected but different halacha, and the Gemara is going to discuss how it comes in here. Eimosai mevi chagiga imoy. A korban chagiga would typically be a shlomim that was brought on Yom Tov, but there's two different types of chagiga. There's a chagiga that would be brought, preferably on the first day of Yom Tov, providing it's not Shabbos, on the first day of every Yom Tov, they would bring a korban chagiga, which was a regular korban shlomim. There was another chagiga that was brought, and there's a discussion whether this chagiga is a chiyuv min ha-Torah or midrabanon. Tosfos on Daf Ayin discusses it. And that was brought imoy together with the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. They would not only shecht a Korban Pesach, they would also shecht a Korban Chagiga. We'll soon see in what circumstances. They would shecht a Korban Chagiga that would have similarities to a Korban Shlomim, but we'll have to see how similar it was to a regular Shlomim and how similar it was actually to the halachas of the Korban Pesach. So, Eimosai mevi Chagiga imoy. So the Mishnah is now saying, when, under what circumstances does one bring a Korban Chagiga together with the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan? Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shubo Bechol. Number one, only when Erev Pesach is on a weekday, not when it's on Shabbos. Since there's no Chiyuv Min HaTorah that you have to bring this Chagiga on the 14th, therefore it would not be Deicha Shabbos. B'tahara. It's only brought when everybody is bringing the Korban Pesach when they are Tohir. In the event that most of Klal Yisrael were Tomei and they were doing the Korban Pesach B'tumah, they were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. As we saw in previous sugyas, there's a pasuk B'moyadoi, but the Korban Chagiga that would come with it would not be brought. U'b'mut, and only if the amount of meat that the people registered on the Korban Pesach is minimal. That means the ratio between the amount of people eating from the Korban Pesach and the size of the Korban Pesach is such that there's not enough there to fill them up, to be satisfied from the Korban Pesach, and you have to eat the Korban Pesach in a satisfied manner. So then if it was mu'at, if there was a little amount of the meat of the Korban Pesach that would be for each person, then they would also bring a Korban Chagiga to eat before the Korban Pesach. Ubizman shu'ba b'Shabbos. However, when the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos, which means that Erev Pesach is Shabbos, that b'meruba, or if it's meruba, which means that every person is going to get a substantial piece of Korban Pesach, because there's enough there to go around the people registered on this Korban Pesach, ubetuma, or if it's a tzibur who are doing the Korban Pesach betuma, ein mevien imay chagiga, they do not bring the Korban Chagiga with the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. Continues the Mishnah, chagiga, this chagiga ha'isabah, it would be brought min ha'tzoin, u'min ha'bokor, from the small animals, from the cattle, min ha'kvosim, from the sheep, u'min ha'izim, and from the goats. Min ha-zachorim, from the male animals, u'min ha-nekevos, and from the female ones. V'necheles l'shnei yomim v'laylo echod, and it's eaten for 2 days and the night in between, as with every regular korban shlomim. Says the Gemara, Mai tona diktoni chagiga. What sparked the Mishnah? What did it say in the previous Mishnah that sparked this Mishnah to speak about the chagiga? Answers the Gemara, tona, we learned tarkavtoi. To carry the sheep in the Roshos HaRabim or bring it from outside the Tchum, the Loi Dochi Shabbos, that it does not override Shabbos, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that the Korban Pesach may not be brought from outside the Tchum or carried in Roshos HaRabim on Shabbos. And since it says that, since the Mishnah and the previous Mishnah told us what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, K'toni Nami Chagiga, so this Mishnah told us there's something else you can't do when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, D'loidach is Shabbos, that the Korban Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, the Shechita of it. V'hochi Ka'omar, Eimosai Mevi'ini Mei Chagiga, when does one bring a chagiga with the Korban Pesach on the 14th? Bizman shu'ba b'chol, only when it's brought in the weekday, b'tahara or b'mut, as we saw in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Omar Ravashi, Shema Mino. From our Mishnah, it's clear, Chagigas Arba'os or Lav Choyvahi. And Tosfos explains this to mean that it must be that the Chagiga brought on the 14th with the Korban Pesach is not a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to bring it. Di Yisal Kedaita Choyvahi, if it would be a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to bring a Korban Chagiga on the 14th of Nisan, Tosfos B'Shabbos. You would have to bring it even on Shabbos because it's a Korban which is limited to a specific time, v'teisub merubah, and you would bring it even if there's plenty meat in the Korban Pesach for all the people there. V'teisub tumah, it would also have to be brought betumah like the Korban Pesach. Ubamuat miu ma'itam asya. Okay, so we understand that it's not a chiyuv min haTorah, but why then? Why did the Chachomim say that you should bring this chagiga on the 14th when there's not a lot of meat to go around with the Korban Pesach? Like we learned in the Braisa, Chagiga, Haboim HaPesach, Necheles Tchilo. They would first eat the Korban Chagiga that was brought with the Korban Pesach, Kedei Sheyei Pesach Nechel Al HaSoiva. Because it's important that when one finishes eating the Korban Pesach, that a person is satisfied. And if a person is only going to have a little bit of Korban Pesach, which means it's Bemuot, and there's no Korban Chagiga before it, it will not be eaten Al HaSoiva. And therefore, you first eat the Korban Chagiga. If, however, there's plenty meat of the Korban Pesach to go around, then it's enough to rely on the Korban Pesach, and you do not need to bring the Korban Chagiga. Continues the Gemara. V'necheles l'shnei yomim v'chulu. We saw at the end of the Mishnah that this Korban Chagiga, as with every other Korban Shlomim, is eaten 2 days and a night. Says the Gemara, Masnisin deloika ben tema. We're now going to discuss an interesting opinion of Ben Tema. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa Ben Tema Oimer. Chagiga haboim haPesach harehu kePesach. Those are the headlines. That is what Ben Tema he holds. He holds that the status of the Chagiga of the 14th is exactly the same as a Pesach. How identical, the Gemara is about to discuss. But the Chagiga and the Pesach share many of the same halachas. Ve'einu necheles elo leyoim v'laylo. It can only be eaten until as long as the Korban Pesach can be eaten. It cannot be eaten after the time that the Korban Pesach can be eaten, which is the night of the 15th. However, the Chagigas Chamisha also, the Korban Chagiga that's going to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov, a regular Shalmei Chagiga, Necheles Lishnei Yomim V'Lailo Echod. That's got nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. It's a regular Korban Shlomim and can be eaten for 2 days and the night in between, like every other Korban Shlomim. Another halacha, v'chagiga sarba also. This Korban Chagiga, which was dedicated, if you had this animal that was dedicated to be a Korban Chagiga of the 14th, and for whatever reason, you didn't shecht it on the 14th, and you shechted it on Yom Tov, you shechted it on the 15th. Yoytze bo mishum simcha. We know there's a halacha that one has to bring shalmei simcha, that on Yom Tov one has to eat from the shlomim as a halacha of Yom Tov. And even though normally one's not allowed to bring a korban from anything which is not yours, anything which is a choiv, otherwise a choiv, you're not allowed to use it as a korban. For example, if you have nedarim, nedovos that you pledge to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, you cannot use them for some korbanos. However, in order to have meat of a korban to eat on Yom Tov for Simchas Yom Tov, you can even do it with a korban that's already been dedicated to be brought. Ve'in yoytzeboy mishum chagiga. However, a korban that's already been dedicated to be a chagigas yudalid, you cannot bring it for your choiv of the chagiga of Tezvav, because the chagiga of Tezvav, like any other korban, it cannot be brought from something which is already supposed to be a different korban. And since this has already been designated to be a Chagigas Yodalad, you cannot use it for Chagigas Tezvov, but you can use it for the Shlomim of Simcha. That's the end of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Mai Tama de Ben Tema. What's the source of Ben Tema who says that the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten more than the day and the night, like Korban Pesach, unlike other Korban Shlomim that can be eaten for 2 days and a night? Says the Gemara, Kedemasni Rav Lechia Berei. Yes, the source is like Rav taught to his son Rav Chia, and it's clear, says Tosfos, that this opinion holds that bringing Chagigas Yudalad is actually a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. And it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisishchat Al Chomez Dam Zivchi, And we've already learned about this. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach with whilst owning chometz. V'lo yolin laboike, do not leave overnight zevach chag a Pesach. So we would normally translate that as being the Korban of Pesach, the Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, no. Zevach chag, the word zevach chag is actually referring to chagiga, referring to the Korban chagiga, which is brought on the 14th. Ha Pesach k'mashmoy. That means the Korban Pesach. V'omar Achmon, and the Pasuk said regarding both of these korbanos, lo yolin, don't leave them till the morning. So from here you see that the Chagigas Yudalid may not be left over till the morning, and this is what Ben Taima says, that the halachos of Chagiga are similar to those of Pesach, zevach chag ha-Pesach. Asks the Gemara Boyelu, le Ben Taima, according to Ben Taima, necheles tzli, does the Korban Chagiga of the 14th have to be eaten roasted? Or can it be eaten any other way? It doesn't have to be roasted. Ki akshei rachmona lepesach, when the Pasuk compares the Korban Chagiga of the Yudalid and Korban Pesach, lo yolin laboiker zevach chag ha-Pesach, is that only lelina? Just to tell you that the time restriction by when it has to be eaten are the same, you cannot eat it the following day. Aval itzli, but regarding roasting it, loy, the Korban Chagiga is not similar to the Korban Pesach. Oidil maloishna, or maybe no. Since the Pasuk compared the two, then the same way as the Korban Pesach has to be eaten roasted, so too the Korban Chagiga has to be eaten roasted. We're going to try and bring a raya to this. Toshema, we learnt in a brisa, halaylo hazeh. It's actually a Mishnah later on in Arvei Psachim. The halaylo hazeh, on this night of Pesach, kulo itzli. All other nights you can eat the meat however which way you want it. But on Pesach night, all the meat you eat has to be roasted. V'omer Rav Chisda, zu divrei Ben Taima. And Rav Chisda said that that Mishnah is referring to Ben Taima. That Ben Taima says that not only the Korban Pesach, but also the Korban Chagiga has to be eaten roasted. Shma mino. So you see that according to Ben Taima, not only is the time restriction similar between the Chagigas Yudalid and the Pesach, but also the fact that it's got to be eaten roasted. Ibo Elu, the Gemara takes this another step further and asks, Le Ben Taima, bo min ha-bokor, oyeinu bo min ha-bokor, are you allowed to bring this Korban Chagiga in the same way as one can bring any other regular Chagiga of Yontov or Korban Shlomim, even from the cattle? Or can it only be brought from the sheep or goats, like a Korban Pesach? Oyeinu bo min ha-bokor. Can it be brought from the female animals as with any other shlomim? Or can it not be brought from the nekeves like a Korban Pesach? That has to be brought from the male animals, not from the female animals. Are you allowed to bring this chagigas yudalid even if it's in the second year of its life? Or do we say no, like a Korban Pesach has to be in the first year of its life, so too this chagiga has to be in the first year of its life? Ki akshei rachmona lepesach, when the Pasuk compares the chagiga, the zevach chag, to the Pesach, to the ha-Pesach, the Korban Pesach, lemidi da'achila, is it only regarding how to eat it? But regarding all the other halachas as to what type of animal it can be, not oidil maloishna, or maybe no. The Torah compares it for everything, and all the requirements of Korban Pesach apply to Chagiga as well. Toshema, we're going to try and bring proof from the Braisa. Chagiga habo im ha-Pesach hareyu kahika Pesach. The Korban Chagiga is similar to the Korban Pesach. Bo min ha-tzoin ve'eino bo min ha-bokor. It can only be brought from the tzoin, from the flocks, which are goats and sheep, not from the bigger animals, from the cattle. Bo min ha-zachorim, it can only be brought from the male animals, ve'eino bo min ha-nekeves, and not from the female animals. Bo bas shnosa ve'eino bo bas shtei shonim. It has to be within its first year and not older than that. Ve'eino necheles elo le'yeim v'laylo, can only be eaten the day it was shechted and the next night. Ve'eino necheles elo tzoli, it can only be eaten when it's roasted. In the same way as the Korban Pesach, you have to be counted and registered on the Korban Pesach before shechting it. The same applies to this Korban Chagiga, that before eating it, to be part of that Korban, you have to be registered on it beforehand. So that's the end of the Braisa. And the only thing that's missing in the Braisa is we don't know who authored it. We don't know, is this the opinion of Ben Taima? So the Gemara says, Man shomus le de isle hai swara. Who holds of this idea that Chagigas Yudalid is similar to Pesach? only Ben Tema. Ben Tema, the Tana of our Mishnah, clearly doesn't. Shema Mino, so this Braisa must be Ben Tema. And Kulu Milsa Be'inon, so you see from this Braisa that the Korban Chagigas Yodalid is compared to Korban Pesach regarding all its halachas. The Kulu Milsa Be'inon, Shema Mino, indeed we have proof from here. Now the Gemara is going to take it one step further. Iboyeluhu leben teimo yeshboi mishum shviras etzem. There's another halacha in Korban Pesach of etzem leisishburuboy. You're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach. Are you allowed to break a bone of this Korban Chagigas Yudalit? Oy ein ba mishum shviras etzem. Or is there no prohibition to break the bone? Afal gav tchi akshe rachmonu lePesach. Omar kro boy veloy bechagiga. Could it be that the pasuk, because it says etzem leisishburu boy, boy means unique to it. Could it be that the pasuk is coming to tell us that even though that we compare chagiga to Pesach, as we said before, zeva chag haPesach, but maybe the extra boy that it says by the breaking of the bones is telling us that it's only Korban Pesach v'loy b'chagiga, to tell us explicitly that Korban Chagiga of Yud Daled is not within the requirement of this Issa to break the bones. Oy Dilmor, maybe not. Hi boy, this boy is coming to tell us Bekosher V'loy B'posel Huda Osa. And we'll see later in the Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel exactly what type of posel we're talking about, that the Issa of Shviras Etzem doesn't apply to it. But this boy may not necessarily be excluding Chagiga from this Issa, rather excluding a posel, and Chagiga is equally included in this Issa like Korban Pesach, and you're not allowed to break the bones. Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof from a Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Sakin shenimtzeis ba'arba osor. If in Yerushalayim, where if you find a knife generally in Yerushalayim, you have to assume that it's tomei before using it to shecht a korban that mustn't become tomei, you have to tovel it in a mikveh and wait till the end of the day, till the night, and only then you can use it. Says the Mishnah, however, if you find a knife in Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan, sheichet bo miyad, you're allowed to assume, you can take it for granted, that this knife has been toiveled and is kosher and totally toher and can be used for the korbonis. That's if you find it on the 14th. We assume that its owners, whoever the owners are, then if there was any issue with it, if it was tomei, then it would have been toiveled the day before on the 13th, in order that by the end of the 13th it can be used for korbonis. And indeed on the 14th, all knives were needed to be used to shecht the korban Pesach. So whoever owned this knife would have made sure that this knife by the end of the 13th is ready to be used on the 14th, and therefore if you find a knife on the 14th, you can use it. B'shleisha also. However, if you find it on the 13th of Nisan, Shoino or Matbil, then you have to take extra precaution and you have to toivel it again. That means even maybe the owners have already toiveled it, but even if not, you have to toivel it, because it could be that the owners were delaying it. It's now that he found it on the 13th, and the owners can toivel it any time till the last moment of the 13th, as long as it's still part of the day of the 13th, he can toivel it. So maybe this knife was tomei, and the owner was going to toivel it a little bit later on the 13th. In the meantime, he lost it. This person found it, and this knife is tomei. So he has to toivel it just to make sure. Kupitz. Kupitz is another type of knife which is usually used to break the bones, to cut up an animal. It can be used to shecht an animal, but it's usually used to break the bones of an animal. So if you find a kupitz, bein bezeh, irrespective of whether you find it on the 13th of Nisan, or if you find it on the 14th of Nisan, shoyne or matbil, you have to tovel it before using it. And now the Gemara is saying, money, who is this bright, this Mishnah we just learned now, who is it following? Ilema, Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, who do not compare Korban Chagiga to Korban Pesach at all, and they will say that Korban Chagiga, you can break its bones. There's no problem to break its bones because there's no reason you shouldn't break its bones. It's only according to Ben Tema we're trying to establish whether you're allowed to break the bones of a Chagigas Yudalid. But according to the Rabbonon, there's no reason in the world not to. So according to the Rabbonon, Maishno Sakin, then why if you find a regular knife, a Shechita knife, the Matbil, We take it for granted that the owner, if you find it on the 14th, we take it for granted that the owner toiveled it on the 13th because he knew he would need to use it on the 14th to shech the Korban Pesach, the Chazir Pesach, because it had to be toher to used for Shechitas Korban Pesach, Kupitz Nami, this other knife, this big knife, Hochozi Lechagiga. According to the Chachomim, you're allowed to break the bones and dismember a Korban Chagiga of the 14th, so that owner who lost the kupitz, if you find it on the 14th, why can you not assume that he toiveled it on the 13th? Because he knew that the next day he would be bringing a Korban Chagiga, and that Korban Chagiga was allowed to be cut up like any other animal, and he was going to use the kupitz for that, and it would have to be Tahir, because any Korban has to stay Tahir. Elolav, if you're differentiating between a sakin and a kupitz and assuming that the sakin has to be used on the 14th, but a kupitz would not be used on the 14th, and therefore you cannot take it for granted that it was toiveled on the 13th, even though this kupitz would be used on the 15th for the chagigas tezvav, but for that the owner could have delayed it and toiveled it just later on the 14th, and therefore you have to retoivel it. Elolav, the Ben Taimahi. It must be this Mishnah is following Ben Taimah. And that Ben Taimah says that Chagigas Yudalad is similar to Pesach. Ushma Minoh, and you see from here, Yesh Boi Mishum Shviras Etzem, there is an Issa to break the bones even of the Chagiga, and that's why there's no reason in the world you need to use the kupitz on the 14th. So if you find a kupitz on the 14th, you cannot take it for granted that it was toiveled on the 13th. And therefore, if before using it, you have to tovel it. Says the Gemara Loi, there's no proof from this Mishnah. La'olam Rabbonon. It could be the Rabbonon, that even according to Rabbonon, who they say that the Korban Chagiga of Yudalad is not compared to Pesach at all, and you're allowed to break the bones. Nonetheless, if you find the sake and you find the knife, a regular Shechita knife, you can assume that the owner's toiveled it on the 13th. But if you find a kupitz, you cannot assume that the owner toiveled it on the 13th. Why, you're going to ask? On the 14th, you bring a chagiga, and they would typically use the chagiga, they would use the kupitz to cut up and break the bones of that Korban Chagiga Yudalad, according to the Rabbanon? No. Okay, going to Shabbos, Shabbos. We're talking about a year when Erev Pesach was Shabbos. And if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you don't bring a Korban Chagigas Yudalad at all. And since you don't bring a Korban Chagigas Yudalad, the owner had no reason to toivel the kupitz. However, the Korban Pesach they would bring, and therefore the sakin would be kosher. Asks the Gemara, Ha'midik Toni Sefer. If you learn the Sefer of that Mishnah, the end of that Mishnah, things are going to get more complicated. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Quote, Chol Arba Osaliyais B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then and you find a kupitz on the 14th, Shoichet B'Miyad, you're allowed to immediately use this kupitz on the 14th, because the kupitz can be used for Shechita, and you can assume that it's Toyer. Whatever you want to do with it on the 14th, for example, Shechitas HaPesach, then there is no Shechitas Chagigas Yudalad on Shabbos, but you can shech the Korban Pesach with it. Why? Because this kupitz, when are we going to need to use it next? On the Tezvov, on Yom Tov, when you bring the Chagigas Tezvov. You're not allowed to toivel on Shabbos. You can't toivel these Kelim on Shabbos on the 14th. So if these Kelim were Tome on the 13th, then this kupitz, even in the event that you don't need it to break anything on the 14th, for example, if the 14th is Shabbos and there's no Chagigas Yudalad, but they would toivel it on the 13th to make sure that on the 15th it's Tahir. Therefore, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then this kupitz can be used immediately already on the 14th. Ubachamish also, if you find a kupitz on the 15th of Nisan, Sheichet Bamiyad, again, you can use it straight away because we assume that the owners would have toiveled it the day before in order that it should be Tahir to be used to shech the Korbanos of the 15th. Nimtes kupitz kshura l'sakin, in the event that you find that the kupitz is actually tied in a bundle together with the knife, with the sakin, harehi kasakin, then we take it for granted that at the same time that the owners toiveled the sakin, they also toiveled the kupitz, and then in any case, in any event that you would be allowed to use the sakin, you would also be allowed to use the kupitz. Even if you find it on the 14th, and not on a Shabbos, on a regular 14th, in the weekday, where we said before at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you find it on the 14th, then you're not allowed to use the kupitz. That's only if it's not bundled together with a sakin. So this is the end quote. This is the end of the Mishnah. So what do you see from here? You see that if the 14th is on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use the kupitz. Michlal de reisha lav b'Shabbos askinon. It must be that the reisha that says that if you find the knife on the 14th, you're not allowed to use the kupitz. It must be, in order there shouldn't be a contradiction in the Mishnah, it must be it's talking about lav b'Shabbos askinon. We're talking about a regular weekday. And if it's a regular weekday, why would you not use the kupitz? Why do you assume that the owners would not have toiveled the kupitz on the 13th and for it to be toyer on the 14th? It must be that it's Ben Basera, and it must be that there's an issa to break the bones of the Chagiga on the 14th. We're back to our proof. And don't say that it's talking about when the 14th is on Shabbos, and in that case there is no Chagiga at all, because we saw in the Sefer, if the 14th is on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the kupitz if you find it on the 14th. And the proof comes back. Ve'ela, says the Gemara, no. I'll give you another example where it could be, where even if it's not Shabbos, where it could be even according to the Chachomim, where according to the Chachomim, you definitely are allowed to break the bones of the Chagigas Yudalad, and nonetheless, this Mishnah is not a contradiction to them, and you're not allowed to use the kupitz. There's a good chance that the kupitz has not been toiveled. And the question is, why shouldn't it have been toiveled? In the same way as you need the sakin to shech the korban Pesach, you need the kupitz to break up the korban chagiga on the 14th. Why can we not assume that the owners toiveled it on the 13th? Says the Gemara, Shabo b'meruba. It could be that the owners, the list that they had, the register that they had on the korban Pesach, would have given each of them plenty meat. And therefore, he didn't need a korban chagiga. He didn't need a korban chagiga, so he didn't need to toivel his kupitz yet. Says the Gemara, Mino Yoda. How would the owners know that they're going to have plenty meat? People, till the very last minute, they can still add on and register onto the korban chagiga, and onto the korban Pesach, sorry. And maybe there'll be many more people on the Korban Pesach and much less meat of Korban Pesach for each person, and then he will need the Chagiga. And the owners wouldn't know that, and to make sure that in case they're going to need the Chagiga, they should have a knife to break it up with, then he surely would have toiveled this kupitz on the 13th. So the question comes back, why can you not use the kupitz? Why can you not assume that it was toyer? Ve'elo shebar b'tumah. No, you're right. A different case. It must be it's talking about where Erev Pesach on the 14th, most people were Tomei, and in such a year, nobody brings a Korban Chagiga. And therefore, the owners didn't bother toiveling the kupitz on the 13th because they knew that we're not going to bring a Chagiga anyway. Asks the Gemara, Soif Soif Mino Yoda, how should the owners of this knife have known on the 13th that on the 14th everybody was going to be Tomei, or most people were going to be Tomei? So says the Gemara, the Mis Nashio, the Nosi, the leader of Klal Yisrael, the leader of the Sanhedrin, passed away, and therefore he took it for granted. There's a mitzvah when the Nosi passes away that everybody should be part of the Levaya and should take part in caring for the Nifta, and therefore most people will have become Tomei. And since most people are Tomei, he said there's no Chagigas Tezvav Yudalid anyway. There's no Chagigas Yudalid, then I don't need to toivel the kupitz. Asks the Gemara, Demis Nashia Amos. Let's try and understand. What day did the Nosi die? Ilema Demis Beshloisha Asa. If you say he died on the 13th, and that's how the owner of this knife knew that on the 14th there would be no Chagiga, Sakin Lomoli Demitbele. Then why do you say that the knife, why can you assume that the knife is toiveled? He didn't need to toivel the knife either, because the Korban Pesach is going to be brought betumah, and therefore the knife is going to may well have stayed Tomei. And if it's Tomei, then you can shech the Korban Pesach with it, but you can't use it for other korbanos. You can't assume that it's tohir. If this person who finds the knife happens to be one of the lucky people who didn't become Tomei, and he's going to find this knife, and he's going to want to bring a Chagigas Tezvav, He's tired. His animals are tired. He's going to use this knife because the Mishnah says if you find a knife, it's becheskas. We assume that it's tired. It's, if the Nasi died on the 13th, it's not becheskas tired at all. Ve'elo de misbar ba'asar. It must be talking about where the Nasi died on the 14th. And on the 13th, the Nasi hadn't died yet. And since he hadn't died yet, the owners would certainly have toiveled the knife. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Sakin de Matbil, or Maishno Kupis de Loi Matbila. So the question comes back, if the Nasi was still alive on the 13th, then why did the owner, yes, toivel the knife for the Shechitas HaPesach, because maybe the Nasi's not going to die, and everyone's going to be toyer, then why didn't he toivel the Kupits for the same price? Because he's going to need it for the... He's going to need it for the Chagigas Yudalad, according to the Rabbanon. Chagigas Yudalad is not compared to Korban Pesach. You can break the bones. You need the kupits. The Mishnah said clearly, if you find the kupits, you cannot use it without toveling it. If you find the sakin, you can. What's the difference? And then we're back to our proof. It must be that it's Bentema, that it's Chagigas Yudalad, and you don't use the kupits because there's an Issa of Shvira Soetzem, says the Gemara Loi. Tzricha. The Nasya Goises, we're talking about that the Nasi was hanging between life and death on the 13th. B'shloisha Asar. So Sakin, regarding the knife, the Chad Sveika, there's just one Sofik. Is the Nasi going to be alive still the next day or not? Is everybody going to be Tomei or not? In the event that everyone is going to be Toher, I need to make sure this knife is Toher. I'll go and toivel it. How? Second, the chatzveika matbila, he's going to toivel it. Kupitz, the treisveika, however, regarding the kupitz, it's a double suffix. Number one, it could be that the nasi will die and everybody will be tomes, I don't need to toivel it at all. And because there's not going to be any chagiga. And even if the nasi doesn't die, then maybe there'll be enough people, maybe there'll be few enough people on the Korban Pesach, I won't even need the Chagiga, so I won't even need the Kupitz. So it's two Sfeikas, two doubts. Loi Matbilos, the owners won't bother, he'll just leave the Kupitz and won't bother toveling it. And therefore, it says in the Mishnah that if you find a Sakin on your Dalad, you can rely and assume it's Toher, but in the Kupitz, not. And you do not have proof to what Ben Tema holds regarding the Issa of Shvira Soetzem, with the Korban Chagigas Yuddalad. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Chagigas Yuddalad is not brought when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. And we're going to see that not everybody agrees with that. And by the way, according to Ben Tema, who says that bringing Chagigas Yuddalad is a Chiyuv Deiraisa, Tosfos says according to him, it would be Doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tanya in the Braisa, Yehuda ben Durtoi, that regarding Yehuda ben Durtoi, Pireish hu v'Durtoi benoi, him, Yehuda ben Durtoi, and Durtoi his son, they separated themselves from all the other Chachomim. They were obviously living in Yerushalayim, and when the Chachomim said that on Shabbos you do not bring Chagigas Yudalad, they separated themselves from the Chachomim, v'holach v'yoshav lei bedorim, he went to the south, far away from Yerushalayim. It's so far that he wouldn't be required to do Aliyah L'Regel, to come and do even the Korban Pesach. He would totally remove himself from the whole situation. Omar, and he said, Im Yove Eliyahu v'yoyim Elohem li Yisrael. If Eliyahu HaNovi is going to come and ask Klal Yisrael, Mipnei ma lo chagagtem chagiga b'Shabbos? Why did you not bring the Korban Chagigas Yudalad when Yudalad was on Shabbos? What are Klal Yisrael going to answer to Eliyahu HaNovi? To Mihani, I'm in wonderment al shnei gdoile adoir, on these two gdoile adoir, the leaders of the generation, Shemaya v'Avtalyoin, Sheim Chachomim Gedoilim, they're very wise people, v'Darshonim Gedoilim, they're very learned people, v'Loi Omru Lohem Yisrael, and they didn't tell Klal Yisrael, Chagiga Doiches HaShabbos, that Chagigas Yudalad overrides Shabbos. I can't understand it. And since I, Ben Durtoi, hold that you have to bring the Korban Chagigas Yudalad on Shabbos, but nobody's going to do it because the Chachomim didn't hold that way, I'm removing myself from the situation not to be in a place where I'm required to bring it, and I can't bring it. Omarav, my tamad de Ben Durtoi, what would be the source of Ben Durtoi that Chagigas Yudalad overrides Shabbos? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'zovachto Pesach L'Hashem Elokecho, you can bring a Pesach to Hashem, tzoin, flock, ubokor, and cattle. So asks Rav, we know from other psukim a korban pesach can only be brought from tzoin, which are sheep and goats. You can't bring the korban pesach from cattle, from cows and calves. So how do you understand? How can that be? Elo, it must be that we learn from this pasuk that tzoin is referring to zur pesach, is referring to the korban pesach. Bokor ze chagiga. When it mentions cattle, it's referring to the korban chagigas yudalad that was brought on erev pesach. Va'omar achmona, and the pasuk says v'zovachto pesach. That both of these korbanos are called pesach. They're both compared to the halachas of korban pesach, and both of them override Shabbos. Omer Vashi. Ravashi says, "Vanan taima deprushin neku v'nefarish." Are we going to go and explain the source of those people who separated themselves from the chachomim? No. Elokra, this pasuk is not proof to the chachomim. We have to explain. We have not proof to Ben Dortoi. We're going to show how this pasuk is not proof against what we learned in our Mishnah that chagigas yodalid is not doicha Shabbos. Elokra Rav Nachman. We use this pasuk like Rav Nachman did. Rav Nachman hu da'asa. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua. Minayin lemoisar ha-pesach. There's a concept called the leftovers of Pesach, which either means that you separated the Korban Pesach, and for whatever reason, good or bad, this Korban Pesach did not end up getting used for Korban Pesach. It got lost, used another Korban. This is now a Korban Pesach, which is not used for Korban Pesach. Or the money collected that was designated for to be used for Korban Pesach, when they actually bought the Korban Pesach, it turned out cheaper. The price of the sheep went down, whatever it may have been, you now have leftover change, which is money designated for Korban Pesach. That's called Moisar HaPesach, the leftovers of Pesach. Shekorav Shlomim. How do you know that you're supposed to use those leftover Korban Pesach for a Shlomim, either on Yom Tov or any time after the 4th, from the 15th and on? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk we just mentioned, V'zovachto Pesach l'Hashem elikech tzoinu bokor, that you shecht the Pesach, and what do you shecht the Pesach? Tzoinu bokor, from flock or cattle. V'chi Pesach min ha-bokor ba, are you allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach from cattle? Valoyen Pesach bo elam nakvosim uminoizim. You're only allowed to use the flock. You're only allowed to use goats or sheep for the Korban Pesach. Elam moisara Pesach. When it says was a vachto Pesach, it means the leftovers of the Pesach. You can use it to shecht the Korban. Yehei ledovor haba min atzoyinu min aboko. Then whatever's left over of the Pesach is used for a type of korban, namely shlomim, that what defines that type of korban is that can be brought either from tzoin or from bokor. Continues the Gemara. V'rabonon, the chachomim, they hold not only is chagigas yudalid not doicha Shabbos, even chagigas tezvov, which is much more explicit in the Torah, and even the Chachomim, they say Chagigas Yudalid is only the Rabbonon, as we saw before. Chagigas Tezvov is clearly min haTorah. Maitam eloi dochi Shabbos. Why? We know that's true, the halacha is true, that Chagigas Tezvov is not doicha Shabbos. Why is it not doicha Shabbos? Havadai korban tziburhu. This is one of the korbanis of Yom Tov. It's got to be brought on Tezvov. It's got to be brought, it should be brought on the first day of Yom Tov, and everybody, it's for the tzibur, the whole community, everybody in Klal Yisrael brings such a korban, then why does it not override Shabbos? And Tosfos says that it should override Shabbos no less than any other korbanos which are unique to the Yom Tov. Hovada korban tziburhu. Answers the Gemara, Omer Bilo Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra. Omer Kro, we learn it from a pasuk. This pasuk is actually talking about Sukkos. The pasuk says, "V'chagoyisem oisei chag l'Hashem," that you should celebrate Sukkos, shivas yomim, 7 days in the year, b'shono, chukas oilim l'doiro, yiseichem b'chodesh ha-shvi'i t'choygu oisei, 7 days of Sukkos. Now we know the halacha is that the korban of the chagiga of Yom Tov can be brought, it should be brought on the first day. If not, it can be brought any day until the end of the 8th day, which we know as Shmini Atzeres, and now to Shalit Simchas Torah as well. But that all along, all those 8 days is Tashlumim to bring this korban. So the pasuk says, "V'chagoyisem oisei," that the chagiga of Sukkos is brought Shivas Yomim, 7 days. Asks the Gemara Shiva, Shmoina Hava, why is the Pasuk refer to them as 7 days? We know that you can bring this korban for the duration of 8 days, any one of the 8 days. Elo says the Gemara Mikan, from here you see, Lechagigo She'eino Doicha Es HaShabbos. Because within 8 days there's at least one Shabbos. And you clearly see from here that the Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. So this would be the source that Chagigas Tezvav is not Doicha Shabbos. Also Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar, he says, Omarti lifnei raboisai pa'omim, I asked the Chachomim a big question, because it's possible that you should only be able to bring the Chagiga in any one of 6 days, because if the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, the last day, the 8th day, is also going to be Shabbos. That leaves you with just 6 days in between. The Torah says Shivas Yomim. So he's asking a question, how can the Pasuk say Shivas Yomim? And you're learning from there that it's not Doicha Shabbos, well, maybe only 6 days, not 7 days. Omar Abaya responded, Ovin, which was another term that Rovin was referred to. Tichlo, he was somebody who unfortunately he buried his children, and his children passed away in his lifetime. Leima Kiho Milsa, I'm in wonderment that Ovin Tichlo, that this Rovin, who he was just referring to him as Ovin and referring to him as somebody who had lost his children, that he's such a wise person, it wonders me that he should have asked a question like this. Why does the Torah say Sheva, not Shmoino? Shmoino lo mishkachas lo klal. It can never be 8 days, because you cannot have 8 days without at least one Shabbos. Shiva is b'roiv shonim. Most years, where the first day of Sukkot was not Shabbos, you had 7 days in which you could bring the Korban Chagiga. That's why the Torah says v'chagoyse moisei chag l'Hashem shivas yomim b'shono. And doesn't say six. Six happens on some years that Shabbos happens to be on the first and last day. It's not what happened most years, and therefore it's not a question. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.